something different. I'm madly, insanely, desperately in love with you.
You have my love forever.
more time, let me hear you sing.
Oh, oh,
oh. one more time, let me hear you sing.
Oh,
oh,
oh.
Those of you in the blog talk, you can't see what I posted over here on the Spreaker. I put, can you say, I love you, Jesus? Why don't you take about 4 minutes to say, no, how about take 3 minutes to say, I love you, Jesus? And then take another 3 minutes to say, Jesus, you have my love forever. Can you do that this morning? Can you do that? Simple. Don't wait for me to start. I ask you to do it. Jesus, I love you. Now, don't just say it. Express it. You know what I mean by that? I love you, Jesus. However you do it, I love you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I want you to express that for 3 minutes. And then I want you to express, Jesus, you have my love forever. Can you do that? That's what the song is about this morning. That's what I want you to feel. I want you to feel. And you know, I'm not a person with feelings, but sometimes feeling something feel pretty good. I love you, Jesus. Come on. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I want you to not just say it. I want you to express that this morning to the Lord Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I want you to say it until you have what's called that blessed assurance. I love you, Jesus. I can't move until you do it. I cannot move until you express to Jesus this morning, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Come on, those of you just tuning in here a little bit later, this morning I want you to express, not just say, and certainly not just think. Because remember, Jesus does everything with you and I through our heart, not our mind. I love you, Jesus. Can you express that to Jesus this morning? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, you have my love forever. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, you have my love forever. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
A little something different.
I'm madly, insanely, desperately in love with you. Loving you, I'm in love with you, you, Jesus, you, you, I'm in love with you. Everybody walked away. You love me unconditionally. That's why I will forever give you the praise. Oh God, I'm love you for the rest of my days. God, I'm mad, insanely,
desperately
in love
with you,
and nothing,
nothing
left distracts me from loving you.
I'm in love with you.
Oh,
Empty me. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, you have my love forever. Now empty me. Empty me from everything that is not like you.
I'm going to be like my granddaddy one day.
I want the best wine.
I'm going to sing this song. It goes like this. Listen.
Holy fire, burn away my desire for that thing that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me. Empty me. Empty me.
Sisters, praise God. Praise Him. Yesterday, when I did the deliverance, I was met with opposition from guardian spirits yesterday. Some of you have guardian spirits. Now, if you don't know what a guardian spirit is, I don't have time to teach you right now, but it's not good. You have good guardian spirits, and you have guardian spirits that may have protected you as a little child, and you thought they were good, but they're a type of generational familiar spirit that is unloosed through the family line to keep you from coming into the fullness of God. Okay? And I believe, Jessica, would you know, I have taught on guardian spirits before, and I have a deliverance up there for guardian spirits. And yesterday in the deliverance, your guardian spirit was manifested and revealed, and it came out to attack me. But because of the fact that I'm familiar with them, and I know how they operate, and I know how to stop them from harming me. And that's what we did this morning. We let the guardian know that you love Jesus, which is a major, major, major block to them, and that you're going to love Jesus forever, which is another major block to them. Now, originally, when you didn't know Christ, you relied on that guardian because it has always been in the will and the plan and the purpose of God for you to fulfill your destiny in him. Anyway, so I came against the guardian, but it took all day to do it. It took all day. So what is happening is I am having to fight. Are you up? Are you on the line? You hearing what I'm saying? So I had to fight your guardian spirit yesterday. And that spirit is not playing. It has been a hindrance. It has been a block to you. And its job is to prevent you from coming into the fullness of God, and for you to maintain your dependence on it. It's kind of like a counterfeit Holy Spirit. But it's not, because you have the Holy Spirit, but you are actually blocking the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your own life. So that's not what I'm supposed to talk about today. But Jessica, can you try to find that the teaching I did on the guardian? I think I did it on Shannon's show. I don't think I did it on, I may have, but it seems like to me, and I'll look for it myself too, but I think I taught on evil guardian spirits on Shannon's show. But what I want to, okay, thank you. What I want to talk about this morning is, after Jesus won that spiritual battle against guardians, and I'm not talking to any one person. I'm talking to several of you this morning, right? God sent a praise report. Remember back in October when I had you write those checks? I had you text me, I think. I mean, I'd be moving so that when you hear me say I think, it's because I really I know doing it, but I move every day. You got to realize I can't even try to maintain everything I get from God because it's too much. And I have a human brain. Okay? Won't work. So, yes, I got a text yesterday. And some of these people are waiting to give these testimonies together, or I'm going to put them on a website. Okay? Well, they text me a copy of the check that they wrote out when the Lord said, do that. And they had put $50,000 on their check. Well, they called me to let me know that not only did God fulfill that word, but they got more than the 50,000. It didn't come all at once. It came like 30,000, then 10,000, and then over the 50,000. But God fulfilled it. It is not my job or your job to, you just got to know that God is going to do it, not how. How is his business? Yours is to stay sanctified, set apart unto him. And then when that happens, you know, like that person said, they knew God did that. So next time they write a check, they need to write one for more than 50,000 because he's already accomplished the 50,000. Amen. I will boast in the Lord, and I'm going to put these testimonies up. And I got some other testimonies that I need to put up that he's done. But when the Lord, you see, you know that scripture that says to every, it's in Ecclesiastes, a time and a purpose to everything under the season. That's how the anointing flows. Remember? Freed, filled, flowing. Well, now God then gave me another one. Freed, filled, flowing, and flourishing. Write that down. Freed, filled, flowing, and flourishing. Now, see, God has added to that is the banner that's flying over us in this season. Free, filled, flowing, and flourishing. That's a lifetime banner, you know? But it's like when God opens up the gate, then these things happen. So now God say, freed, filled, flowing, and flourishing. And so I'm going to answer a question, too, that you've been thinking. You've been thinking, I opened up the gate and started on the spiritual gifts, and I never did get into the, I don't know which one, but anyway, I started with the fruit, I think, the fruit, and I never did get into the gifts, and I didn't quite finish teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. Because the fruit and the gifts go together. But I'm going to tell you why I never went into the gifts. Because a lot of people teach the gifts. You can have this gift, you know, you can have that gift. Well, you see, it doesn't work that way. First, you must have the giver. The giver. And first, you must know who you are and what you possess through the giver. Because if you don't know the giver, and if you don't know who you are in the realm of the giver with relation to the giver, you can forget about some gifts. Because the Bible says the gifts and calling are without repentance. You can be a prostitute flowing in the gifts. I know many, many, many drug addicts sit up and get high and prophesy and talk about Jesus. And you know what? After they get off that high, they get on another high. So it is not the gifts per se, but it the gifts become activated and flowing once you're filled with the giver. So I was waiting and waiting on God to tell me when to teach this. And the reason I had to wait on God is because my beliefs about these gifts is a little bit different than what most of the preachers and the teachers and the quote prophetic people. You see, well, let's talk about it. I believe that you can have all the gifts flowing. Why? Because I have them. I'm not relegated. I have one gift that I know is super anointed more than the other gifts. But I can flow in any one of them that the Lord chooses me to flow in. So I believe that you can flow in all the gifts. And that you're not relegated to the one, because I believe that God supernaturally anoints certain gifts in certain people, that they have more of the measure of that gift in them than maybe another gift, right? But I believe that God anoints you with all of them. But I couldn't just preach that and have the devil receiving that, and I couldn't just teach it without you being able in your spirit, man, to be free enough and in love enough with God that he would activate them all for you. So I had to wait on God. And this is what the Lord told me this morning by way of the angel. But you got to understand, ask God to, and I knew I had to get the anointing is very high right now. I don't know if you sense it in wherever you are. Some of you might be sensing it. Like yesterday, I heard somebody says, it was Travi, saying, was anybody crying tears of joy from yesterday? And I knew I was getting there. I knew I wasn't there yet. When I say getting there, there's a place in God that I've got to bring you to. I've got to reconnect you with Jesus. And then Jesus connects you with God. And then God comes all the way back around and reconnects you with the Holy Spirit, because it was the Holy Spirit that brought you to Jesus. And then it was Jesus that takes you to God. And then it was God, and then it is God that brings you all the way back around to his own Holy Spirit. Praise God. And it is God that has to prepare your inside in a man to be able to allow him to dwell there. Are you following me? And God finally gave me the okay. So let me share this with you. God's own Holy Spirit indwelling us is seeking to express God's kingdom through us. And he does this by the workings commonly called spiritual gifts. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere. Now, this is what you must post this at least 8 times in the chat room. The Lord working with them. The Lord working with them. The Lord working with them and confirming the word. The Lord working with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. The Lord working with them. You are nothing without God, and you can't do nothing without God. However, you can have a counterfeit religious demon that will manifest counterfeit signs and wonders, that will manifest counterfeit healing. Witches will do it. Remember Paul? and the lady with the python spirit, spirit of divination. This is why I tell you, you got to be a God-made man, or you got to be a God-made woman, or the enemy don't have no problem with turning you into one of his agents. I just read you Mark 16, 17, 18 through 20. The Lord working with them. If the Lord is not working with you and you doing exploits or something, you can bet it's the devil working with you. And God has to clean you up. God has to fill you with himself. God has to know. Remember, the Bible says God can't even look upon sin. And some of you thought your sins would be excused. Uh-uh. You wonder why so many preachers floating around here? And people, you go in their church and you see 30 people on walkers. You see 200 people wearing eyeglasses. Young people, children, babies. You see one-fourth of the church full of divorcees. You see strife, anger, bitterness. You see families that get mad with each other and don't speak to their own blood relatives for months and years. And then they jump up and say, I'm a Christian. I'm saved. You might be partially saved. You ain't living nothing. You're not demonstrating it to anybody. Because the Bible said charity begins at home and spreads abroad. Love begins at home and spreads abroad. So when those guardians rose up yesterday, I said, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even although I had to fight hell yesterday. Purpose of this supernatural endowment of the spiritual gifts on all believers was primarily for the proclamation and establishment of the gospel. Now, it's so people can run around and say, I got this, I got that, and show you a little bit of demonstration and make you feel condemned that you don't have it. Lies. It's all lies. The Lord working with them, confirming the word. Nowadays, people don't even want to wait on the Lord to move. Why? Because they mind. Satan say he'll take your mind captive at his will. He'll make you work out your mind and you think it's the Holy Spirit. It's not. Because you know what? When God does something, it is permanent. When God does something, can't no devil, no demon, no witch, no wizard, no sorcerer, and no other evil human spirit None. You know why? God say, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. The Bible says, God says, I will share my glory with no man. Yeah. There is something called soulless realm power. And that's what about 90%, well, I won't say that high. Let's say 55. But I haven't found the other 40. That leaves a small percentage. Brothers and sisters, you need to think about, expressing this to God. If I can't be effective in your kingdom, Lord, your word, something's wrong. And there's a whole lot wrong. People operating off false manifestations, imitations. I don't want no imitation. If it ain't real, I don't want it. So the purpose of the supernatural endowment of spiritual gifts is primarily for the proclamation and establishment of the gospel. The method by which God chose this proclamation, listen to this, was so that everyday believers could be made into witnesses of the living God. The supernatural part is the part of the discipleship process. Why? Just ask yourself this question. Why would a supernatural God build a supernatural organism, the church, in a natural way? Have you ever thought about that? Why would a supernatural God build a supernatural organism? Remember in my book, Spirits Are Subject Unto You? You cannot solve a spiritual problem in a with a natural method. So why would God build a supernatural church that operates in a supernatural way naturally? It don't work like that. What does God say? But you shall receive power. You shall receive power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Witnesses to God in all Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Witnesses. You see, people think, and I believe they miss some of it, that verse exclusively means being involved in evangelism or witnessing. Put this in the chat room any way you can. God's intention is not that we just do witnessing. God's intention is that we become witnesses. You see, did you get that? God's intention is not just that we do witnessing, but God's intention is that we become witnesses. A supernatural message from a supernatural God requires supernatural witnesses. God's intention has never been that we just do witnessing. But God's intention is that we become witnesses. The key, take the key, open the door, unlock the door, and go in. That's what you got to do. The key to the outpouring of the supernatural in and through believers was that they had all received the gift of the Holy Spirit as promised by Jesus and then by Peter at Pentecost. This experience, receiving the gift, brought the believers past intellectual assent with their mind to a creed of beliefs and into an actual relationship with the Spirit of God himself. And that's why you hear me say God's own Holy Spirit. God's own Holy Spirit. I'm hoping and praying it's going to click with you. God's own Holy Spirit. You see, it's one thing to know the Bible, but it's a whole other thing to know the author of the Bible. And the Bible says, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You see, the early believers, they not only acknowledged God's intention was not just that we do witnessing, but the early believers understood that we had to become the witnesses. Again, the key to the outpouring of the supernatural in giftings, supernatural giftings to believers, the key was that they had all received the gift of the Holy Spirit as promised by Jesus and then by Peter at Pentecost. They had to go beyond intellectual assent in their what? Mind. The early believers knew and they acknowledged God's work in their personal regeneration and sanctification. They also knew God well enough to be able to recognize his movements. They knew when God came. They knew where God came. And they even knew how God came. Are you hearing me this morning? They even knew. How did they know? Because they knew Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, through their inner man. They knew him first as God. They knew when God came. They knew where he came, how he came. They were able to recognize God because they knew God first. Look at your New Testament. And you see, Apostle Paul was also an advocate of an encounter with the Holy Spirit. He knew it unashamedly, and he asked professing believers if they had taken the further step of receiving God's own Holy Spirit. That'd be Acts chapter 19, verse 2. The result was a repeat of the upper room Pentecostal experience. The Ephesians had their own encounter with the Holy Spirit. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke with tongues and they prophesied. See, you got to know God first. You got to know Jesus first in order to avoid the counterfeit. And that is what I have been teaching people for over 30 years. How to what? First, get reconnected and allow Jesus to connect them. And then God totally reconnects them and comes and lives within them himself. Every believer who is open to the fullness of God's own Holy Spirit has great possibilities and unlimited power and potential within them. Acts chapter 2, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. How did they speak with those tongues? As the Spirit gave them utterance, not somebody telling you, say, blah, blah, blip, bloom, retie my bow tie. Honda, Hodo, no, it's counterfeit. I don't care what nobody say. Every believer who is open to the fullness of the Spirit of God that is indwelling them, every believer has great possibilities and unlimited power, hallelujah, operating within them. hallelujah, coming from them. Glory be to God, and out to whoever needs it. Changed. It opened supernatural possibilities. The immediate sign of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit was that all who were in the upper room spoke in tongues. Now I want to show you something. The Apostle James, behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Hear me, Holy Spirit, open up the eyes of their understanding. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. I'm quoting to you from James chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. You got to get this. The tongue is not just a rudder that stirs the ship, but it can also be an unruly evil that cannot be tamed by man. Now here's the kicker. This is most probably why the first instrument of man, praise God, that the Holy Spirit took over was his or her tongue. God took it over. God was doing what man could not do in taming the tongue. And in doing so, the Holy Spirit was taking control of the rudder, hallelujah, of man's life and pointing it in the direction of the supernatural. Praying in tongues opens you, a believer, up to the flow. It opens you up to the flow of the Spirit in a way that nothing else can. Praise God. Are you getting this? Your spirit man is rejoicing. I had to wait, but God said, now is the time. See, God gave us Paul as our prototype. Paul was our prototype. Paul was not a disciple while Jesus was about his earthly ministry. Paul had no access to the private conversations that Peter and James and John had with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, all of Paul's interaction with the risen Lord was by way of and in the supernatural realm of God. Yes, and he received insight. He received enlightenment. He received everything that the living disciples had, but it came by the finished work of Calvary. And it was so profound. Paul that met and knew Jesus by revelation was the one that had to write the biggest part of the New Testament. It was Paul who knew Jesus so intimately that even Peter, who was in the inner circle, had to confess that some of Paul's revolutionary writings were beyond him. Yes, Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Read it for yourself. Get the understanding for yourself. You see, Paul said praying in tongues was one of his major keys to receiving the rich revelations that he did. He stated in 1 Corinthians 14:18, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. A continual flow of tongues is the doorway to a continual flow of the supernatural. A continual flow of tongues is the doorway, continual flow, and building you up in the inward man to success in Christ. It comes from the inside to the outside, not from the outside to the inside. I am so happy. Now I'm getting ready to teach like I never taught before. Why? Because I got the release. I got the order. I got the go-ahead from God. I'm so happy about it, brothers and sisters. I'm happy. I am so happy. I can roll up, I could just fall on this floor and roll around happy. Holy rollers. Oh, my God. Because God took the limits off me now, the truth. And I hope you can see this. I hope you can receive this this morning.
And no limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. The sun sets free. It's free indeed. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. Nothing is impossible. Those who believe and I believe.
limits. God took the limits off me. Now I'm going to teach. Now I'm going to teach beyond the basics. I've been teaching the basics. I've been teaching the basics. And trust me, I'm ready. All those other blog talk stations, they're going to all preach the truth, and they're going to preach it in different languages and different with different cultural and acultural exclamations. No limits. The limit's gone. So let me tell you something. You better buckle up. You better hold on, because I'm getting ready to Zoom.
And no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. Limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. Nothing is impossible for those who believe and die.
Jesus, I love you. I will love you forever, Jesus.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again.
Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! Over!
keep on blessing.